bit of By the Fire by the No Man String Band. They play, they sing, they have fun, and it rubs off on audiences. Lindsay, you mostly play the violin in the group, so while you provide accompaniment, you're kind of spectating the harmony singing.
I think it looks really fun. That's my emotion when I hear them sing harmonies.
It's kind of, though, what identifies your band. What do audience members tell you about the way the harmonies go?
We get a lot of feedback saying that that's one of our strong points, is the harmonies.
Audience members like harmony singing. But if you're a musician hearing harmony singing, you know one thing. It's been rehearsed. What's rehearsal like for the No Man String Band?
It's just kind of a chill hang, usually. I mean, we show up. I'm actually usually 10 or 15 minutes late every week. We get together for about 3 hours every Monday night and just have a good time playing through songs. We usually go in a circle, one by one, picking the next tune to rehearse and have a few beers and just enjoy each other's company.
Over the years, we've created quite a set list, so we might have 60 songs that we play. So I think when we go around the circle and choose songs, everybody often tries to pick something that might throw someone off or be something unusual that we haven't played in a year and try and see how much everyone remembers it.
We get it that the No Man String Band is all about fun, but when you rehearse, no matter how casual, the music gets tight. And there might be some songs that you play you're especially proud of.
Yeah, I feel that way about Arkansas White Knuckle. It's one of the songs Nick composed that's on our most recent album. And it's an instrumental song. And we each get kind of our time to shine in it. And it took a lot of arranging and a lot of thought went into who plays what when. And that's one where I feel like we really, when we're in sync, we really get to shine.
The first time I heard Nick play Arkansas White Knuckle, we were warming up at a gig, and he started to play the very beginning riff, which he plays in the beginning of the song, and I said, "Nick, what are you playing? What is that?" And he said, "Oh, just something I've just made up." And I said, "Remember it, we're making a song out of that."
Yeah, and he actually did it, but I wouldn't have thought it would come about the way it came about.
Everybody, when we did the photo shoot for our latest CD, we started all playing it, and we worked out the majority of the song while the photographer was taking pictures of individuals. The other four of us would be working out parts and new arrangements and who was going to go where, and then another person would switch out to go take pictures, and somebody would come back and they would add something new to the arrangement. And it was definitely the most memorable songwriting experience that I've been a part of in this band.
How can you tell when audience members are having fun at a No Man String Band show?
One of the most enjoyable things I get from playing on stage is watching kids and families have fun and dance and relax and smile when we're playing. I really get a lot out of that.
There's this one guy that dances at every Lake Harriet Band Shell show that we play, and he has a very eclectic dance style. And that always gets us smiling when, you know, an adult gets up and dances and they do it like no one else could.
Well, it stands to reason. It reflects the philosophy of the band in that it's for fun.
Yeah, definitely. Our band is not a typical instrumentation with the accordion in it, and so we know that we're not quite a conformist bluegrass band, but we just love to have fun with it anyway.
Thanks to No Man String Band members Lindsay Bordner and Pat Loftus. The web address is NMSB Music, like No Man String Band Music.com. And catch the No Man String Band Sunday, August 26th at the Lake Harriet Bandshell from 2 to 3:30 p.m. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
So leave or don't, can't say that I won't. This heart's mine, it's all.